Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Tyler.
I'm Keon.
And we're going to be your personal trainers today. How do you like them apples?
I like it a lot.
I jumped on that before you got to it.
I was kind of sick of always opening the podcast up, so I'm glad you took some initiative.
Thought I'd jump in.
Yeah. Wow.
You can continue. I just wanted to do the beginning part.
Oh, I thought...
No, I just want to do the beginning, so you're all set.
Kind of thrown off. You might want to take over.
How's your day going?
It's been pretty good. I got a little run-in this morning. I did the entirety of the, Lime Ridge. I ran the circumference of it in like 20 minutes.
That's right there off Treat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that's where it was. I just didn't.
Yeah, I thought this was much more massive than it was. It was like 2 miles.
Do you find that a lot of things, now that we're back here... It's a lot smaller than you remember it being.
Yeah.
Even though it was only high school that we we left in college, but it's been 4 to 6 years since I've lived here.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that all of a sudden I get here and I'm commuting back and forth between certain areas that were like, to go down to downtown Walnut Creek. I have to go all the way back to Clay. And it's like, I do that now daily and it's not an issue.
No, it's like 15 minutes to down to like not my parents' house.
Not even.
Yeah. Well, during the... When I go,
it's not.
Right. Right. How is your buddy?
My guy in the mornings is doing well. Today was a hard day.
What'd you do?
We did legs.
Oh.
And I've incorporated doing... instead of doing cardio at the end this week, we've been doing it during the workout. So we'll do, like... two exercises supersetted. A superset of two exercises. Then we'll do a superset of two exercises, and then we'll jump rope for two rounds.
Oh, nice!
And then we'll do two supersets, jump rope for a round. Then we'll do two supersets and jump rope for a round.
Nice. Okay.
So it's 5 rounds in all of jump roping, but it's a lot of exercise. So by the first end of the second round of jump roping, you're already tired and powered through. And today was legs, and we both were like, I didn't leave the house till 6:45, and I'm supposed to be there at 7. So I usually leave at like 6:30.
Right.
Oh, I was on hurt this morning. I was tired. I just didn't feel it. My legs, in all honesty, kind of feel like Jell-O right now because today was a legs day.
Delicious, delicious Jell-O.
Oh, good old Jell-O. Sugar-free.
Sugar-free? That, wow. What a lead-in. I'm not done talking about stuff, though, before
just so you know, we're talking about sugar today, but continue with what your stuff, Keon.
Because Tyler's going to Disneyland this weekend.
I leave tomorrow.
Yep. What day do you get back?
I get back Monday morning. So, pull the curtain back, people. We're going to pre-record Mondays.
Oh, weird. So I was thinking, what if I just went over to and worked out with your morning client? You know, I just take your little slidey thing.
Yeah, I could.
Just beep it, and they won't even know.
Yeah, I could ask him if he feels comfortable.
Well, I don't even know if I want to wake up at the times
at
the that you wake
dawn
up.
Dawn of time that I get up.
Yeah. So I thought that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean that. I'm sure he would enjoy somebody not me.
Right. It'd be kind of a good mix up. We'll do legs again though, because actually we'll probably do total body.
Mondays and Fridays are usually our total bodies.
Nice. There it goes then. Guess what I'm doing this Friday?
This Friday, you're going to... I have no idea.
I'm going to downtown San Francisco.
Oh, I thought that was this weekend.
It is this weekend. Friday.
But I thought it was like Saturday.
Oh, no. We're doing the Light the Night or whatever it is. Not Light the Night. The Embarcadero lighting ceremony in San Francisco. Kicks off the official holiday season in the city. So, it should be kind of fun. A lot of old friends are going to show up. So, I'm excited about that. What are you looking at?
Okay, so sometimes I get distracted, and I was looking through Time, and it's the Time...
The magazine.
The magazine, with the guy
that... does not have the ability to look through time.
But it's the guy that shot up Fort Hood, and it's got terrorists across his face and stuff like that. And there's a section about inventions of the year... And I'm looking at it, And yeah, the fashion robot caught my eye. I was like, no, what the heck?
That's not. I look at those.
The smart bullet.
It's a. Oh, I thought that was. Oh, that's it, a bullet.
It's a bullet. What'd you think it looked like?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
You thought it was a female pleasure device.
Keep
did
going.
You not? It looks like it.
It does.
Okay, you fire a bullet and it explodes where you tell it to. That, that is the essence of the XM-25, a gun that fires explosive rounds able to neutralize enemies camped out behind cover. Using the gun's laser range finder and the bullets, which is equipped with a microchip capable of registering distance according to the number of times you've rotated. You've rotated. A soldier can program a round to detonate up to 3 m beyond an obstruction.
So M being meters?
Yeah.
Okay.
No impact required.
That's kind of cool.
That is ingenious, let alone I am amazed by the fact that I read that out loud, and it was very, very
well done.
Legible.
Right.
Legible. Okay. Get over it. Don't ruin my smartness right now.
Sorry.
I have a hard time reading, let alone out loud, and that was,
done.
Picture perfect.
I'm pretty impressed.
I've been practicing.
Yeah, you have. I can hear you in the morning sometimes, you know, a big black bug ate a big black bear, and the big black bear... blood. What?
It talks about the YouTube effect in this next page, and it's the David goes to the dentist. Video cracks me up.
That is a really funny video.
We'll have that on the blog.
Yeah.
To watch.
Where's my pen?
It is so funny.
I don't know where your pen is.
I'm gonna keep talking. So, yeah. So, hopefully you all are friends with us on Facebook. Been posting a couple of things there lately. Also, check out our Ning website. That's N-I-N-G. Oh, but wait, you have to be a newsletter subscriber to get into that, so you should subscribe to that. How would you do that, Keon?
Well, you would go onto our website in the top right corner, right under our pictures.
Our beautiful pictures.
Our beautiful pictures is a little form that says, become a newsletter subscriber for an extra dose of the truth. And there you'll get offers. Actually, we haven't really
not
sent out
offers really. You're not going to get random crap.
No, we don't sell any of your information, none of that. The only stuff that you will get is newsletter subscriber only material, such as access to the Ning webpage.
Which there's 3 videos up at right now that we made especially for these people.
Yep. You'll also receive things such as our guide to the holidays, which unfortunately registration for that has closed. It's not even registration. We're just not sending it out anymore.
No.
Tough. So 40 people, 50 people, something like that received it. And that's it. That is all that's getting
it.
Get
over it.
If you wanted it. You know what? If you write me a letter, a personalized letter, explaining why you want our guide to the holidays, send it to Keon@truefitnessacademy.com. It's KIAN. And if it's a good enough reason, I will send you that guide, the playbook.
Has anybody contacted you about New Year's events?
No one's contacted me about New Year's events.
Oh, I guess they haven't read that section yet.
Yet.
Huh.
Weird.
That's odd.
We'll be in Tahoe for New Year's, though. So, is that still the plan?
I don't know.
All right.
We'll figure that out later.
Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's podcast. We're going to be giving you some general information about sugar.
Sugar!
Sugar is a carbohydrate.
That it is.
And it has gotten a bad rap.
It has. It's kind of like that juvenile delinquent that's made a couple of mistakes in their life, but deep down, not really a bad kid. Just, you know, hung out with the wrong crowd. I'd say that. I'd say it's out in the wrong crowd.
I would almost say it is the wrong crowd.
Okay.
Because, I mean, sugar, I guess it's like...
There's good
you
sugar.
You know what? It's like having that friend that you can take in small doses, but when you hang out with him for all day, you want to hit him.
Or you end up, like, arrested?
Right. One of the two.
Okay.
So that's what I would liken sugar to.
Okay, I could see that.
Because, I mean... Out of that analogy, you can have a little bit of sugar and still be fine, especially after a workout.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us into the whole quote-unquote carbohydrate tolerance. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Because when you work out... Oh, I have a hole in my page. when you work out, your ability, your body's natural stores of carbohydrates and glycogen, your glycogen stores in your muscles are depleted.
Depleted.
So when you eat something with carbohydrates or sugar right after you work out, your body won't store that as fat. It'll go straight to refill those glycogen stores. So that's when you can eat the most amount of sugar. Now, by the most amount, I don't mean eat 400 cookies. I mean you can actually afford to eat sweet things. That's why we recommend doing that body weight workout before Thanksgiving, so that your glycogen stores are depleted. Also, there's the hour workouts and whatever on the Ning website.
Yes.
So, let's continue with our sugar discussion. What do you think is the biggest misconception about sugar, Tyler? Like, what do you think people get wrong about sugar off the bat?
That I would say all sugar is not created equally. That, like, apples have sugar in it, but it's a different type of sugar than that of a insert your favorite candy.
Absolutely. I would completely agree with that. Because, yeah. Like you said, fructose is a different sugar than, you know, glucose.
Yes.
And so, to digest, to eat an apple, you're going to get have better results and less impact on your insulin levels than eating cane sugar or whatever. So that's actually a fantastic point. So not all sugars are created equal. That would be our first rule.
That'd be rule number uno.
Rule number uno. Not, I'm writing this, all
created sugars equal. Remember that. Right. That would be rule number two, Keon.
I would go with what I was talking about. Eat your sugars after a workout. So if you know you want to enjoy a couple of cookies, some cookie dough, a little bit of ice cream, plan it around your workouts, and then you can enjoy it guilt-free. So I would say guideline number two would be to eat your sugars after a workout.
Would rule three be when not to eat them?
Yeah. I kind of would say don't eat them late at night.
I was going to say right before you go to bed, it's probably the worst.
Right. Mainly because you don't have much time to burn it off.
Yeah.
You're about to go to sleep. So, unless you work out during the night, I don't think.
And even then.
During your sleep.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, even if you did, like, work out at, like, got done working out at like 10 o'clock and then you went to bed, I still wouldn't eat sugar right off the bat, like before you go to bed, because it's going to mess with your system as you're sleeping.
Absolutely. I always have terrible sleep when I eat sugar before bed, and most people will follow suit. Let's get on the topic real briefly. Since rule number one, not all sugars are created equal, let's talk about high fructose corn syrup. A lot of people are really down on it, and there's like even the commercials that are like, yay, high fructose corn syrup. So what do you tell people when they ask you, like, what's your simple, just one sentence answer about high fructose corn syrup?
My honest answer is I don't care.
Right.
I mean, in all honesty, I'm not going to deter myself from eating something because, oh, I see it has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of things that have it that you didn't know had it.
Ketchup?
Has it.
Barbecue sauce has it. Canned beans? Even, like, savory things have
it. Like, some random things have it, and that stuff. That everything that has it, you should already be eating in a minimal event, I feel, most of the time.
Like, what?
Well, you just, like, potato chips. Oh, okay. Have it. You know, like,
I see what you mean.
The
so
things that, the on average, the thing that has high fructose corn syrup, you should probably just be dabbling in. It shouldn't be a staple in your
eating repertoire. Eating,
because if you eat they call it a raw diet.
Uh-huh.
If you eat a raw diet, you're not going to get it.
No.
So, I mean, I'm I wouldn't classify myself as a raw diet person, but if you look at what I eat, majority of it is raw-esque.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, because raw foods, I mean, like you were saying, an apple has better sugar in it than high fructose corn syrup. I usually just say, because the thing that sucks about high fructose corn syrup is that it doesn't send your brain the chemical to shut off its hunger senses. So you will always, so unless you're eating something else in it, with it, your body will not tell you to stop eating.
That's why I can eat a whole row of Oreos and not be still be hungry.
Exactly, because your body has not received the impulse to stop, yeah. Which is like, what? That's crazy, you know? Like, that's why I can pound cookie dough and ice cream, because there's so much high fructose corn syrup in it, which is really sweet, and it doesn't release those hormones. And that's why it's that's why it's scary, is because it doesn't tell you to stop. So, I think even, like, some hamburger shacks put high fructose corn syrup into their burgers to create that, you know, oh, I want more, oh, I want more.
Bottomless approach.
Pit. Exactly. As far as sweeteners go, if you're going to add sweetener to your drinks... Let's talk about that for a moment. What would you choose to put into your drink?
Well, in the realm of things that I add sweetener to,
would
only really be tea.
Right.
So I add honey.
Right. I think honey, it's good. It's a little bit more complex.
I don't use Splenda, sugar cane, or whatever. I use honey.
Yeah.
I like the taste of honey, too.
Honey's delicious. Another good alternative is the agave syrup. Or whatever, I think it's syrup. It's just higher on the, have we talked about the glycemic index on this yet?
I think we've dabbled.
The glycemic index is pretty much just how, it tells you how fast something is digested in your body. So, the lower on the list, the longer it takes. So, agave is lower than sugar. So, it will take you longer to digest it. So, it's a little bit better for you. But I would avoid all artificial sweeteners. Those things are terrible for you, so bad, like really, really bad.
Yeah, it's just fascinating because it feels like every day I say the same thing. You know it's good for you,
right?
And you know it's not good for you,
right? But sometimes they need a helping hand. That's
so,
why we're
you know,
here.
Like yeah, when people, my favorite is, here's a great example, is I used to work in the logistics department at Nordstrom's.
Okay,
so every morning. We'd have a break before the store opened, and everybody would get coffee. So I'd go out there, and as funny as it is, I would be drinking, like, a protein shake, or I'd have, like, a bagel or something, like, right. Different than everybody else. And everybody knew that I was a personal trainer, and, like, I was into the fitness world, and they'd always ask me, well, how can I get fit? How can I – and I was just, like, the go-to. And it was interesting to watch how nobody would change their eating habits
right.
to what I was doing. Or kind of follow my lead. But a perfect example is a lady every day would sit down and she would just start asking me questions.
Uh-huh.
And I one day was just like, do you do anything with your coffee? And she goes, yeah, I put some sugar in it. And I was like, next time before, like tomorrow, just bring your coffee and your sugar. I just want to see how much sugar you put in.
Uh-huh.
She had 10 packets of the sugar and dumped them in front of me. And I was like... That right there is a huge problem.
Right.
And she was like, well, I can't. I was like, let's just try 8 tomorrow. You can't suck down coffee without 10 of these packets. Let's try 8. I eventually weeded her down to 5 because 4 tasted weird to her. But it was still just like, really? Like, this is the stuff that
wow,
you know. Like, I would think, I would hope
right,
would be common sense.
Like, don't add that much crap to your food. I mean, you don't need a gallon of salt or a gallon of sugar added to everything.
Oh, my favorite. My favorite is when people like go to get steak or something like that and they automatically salt it.
Right.
Without even tasting it.
Right.
They just salt. Right off the bat. It's just a habit. Yeah. But we're changing subject now.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
If you can hear that in the background, that's our dishwasher.
Yeah, I don't know if that is...
I don't know if that's registering or not.
Let's see.
Yeah,
I think so a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, so I guess that would be a really good guideline. If you don't need it, like, try it first before you add things to it. Like, I really enjoy black tea without sugar, like iced tea. I don't put sugar in it anymore. You know?
I only put honey with green tea.
Yeah, honey with green tea, black tea, like maybe a cube of sugar, like just because it's kind of what I grew up on, you know? So.
And the let's see, what else? Like sugar in general, I feel that I get a natural sugar throughout the day through my carbs and stuff like that.
Right.
It's only like 2 to 4 when you're at that point in the day where you're just like, like your body needs to get into more of a gear.
Right.
That's when I'll have something that's sugary.
Uh-huh.
But not like, oh, I'm now eating my whole thing of M&Ms.
Right.
Or, you know, a whole thing of this. I used to have at my desk at my old work a bar, a Hershey's bar, that I, about 2 o'clock, I would have water and I would eat a square.
Right.
And I would just, I would pace squares. Like, some days I'd eat 4. Some days I'd have 1.
Uh-huh.
And I would pace squares on my energy level.
Huh.
It was kind of a weird science project kind of thing.
I find that you're really affected by sugar.
I am. Like, because I grew up on sugar.
I am not at all. Like,
I grew up on sugar to no extent. Like, that was my downfall with everything, is that if it is sweet, uh-huh, I will eat it.
Okay.
Like, I love brownies, cookies, ice cream, gummies, chocolate, you name it, I will eat it if it has a sugar content.
Wow.
And that, it's just, that's how I grew up. Like, my mom has a giant sweet tooth, and it was passed down, and through her eating habits, I got it too.
I mean, even beyond that, like, I love all that stuff, but, like, your energy level is affected by it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mine is not. Like, when I eat something sugary, whatever.
Well, I think it lately it's due to the fact that I don't eat it so much.
Uh-huh.
So when I get that kind of a pure sugar, like not pure, but like a different type of sugar,
uh-huh,
into my system, it affects me greatly.
Huh. Interesting. Because, I mean, even still, like even when I haven't had sugar in a while, it won't affect me that much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's, I think, a good guideline for sugar. Like, find out what affects your body, because what works for us might not necessarily work for you. So try things out, play around with it a little bit. I mean, not to an extent where you're eating gallons of sugar again or totally depriving yourself, but find a level that's appropriate for your body.
What would you say is your favorite good sugar substitute concept? What was the thing that you would give as a, hey, if you need sugar, this is a good thing to say, use or drink or eat that
right.
Isn't too bad for you?
I would say green tea with some honey. Like,
green tea with some honey?
Because, one, it's a liquid, so it's going to get into your system really, really quick. Two, I mean, if you're using an appropriate amount of honey, like a tablespoon or a teaspoon worth, like, it's not going to be that much. And then if that's not doing it, grab an apple or a piece of fruit. And then there you're getting some good complex sugars, a little caffeine with the green tea, and the apple is going to be fulfilling.
That's funny that you went with the drink, because I was going with the drink, too. I was going to go just chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk is delicious. Yeah.
Be careful on how much powder you put into it. Don't put half the case. Like, I usually will put, like, a tablespoon in.
Right.
Sometimes I'll throw 2. But, and then, you know, mix as accordingly. But, yeah, I would say chocolate milk is always a good
chocolate milk is
staple.
Delicious. Or they sell little squares at, like, Whole Foods or Lenardi's or even Safeway. There's like little chocolate squares, which are like 49 cents. I picked one up when I was craving something. I would not say to buy a bunch of them, because for me, if I have stuff sitting around, I'll eat it. Like, Tyler has better self-control than me, obviously, because the Hershey's bar stayed at his desk for a long period of time. I would just rather go out and buy it every day and just eat a little bit and throw the rest away or give the rest to someone else. Let them deal with my problems.
So, no, I hear you on that.
Yeah. But overall, sugar is not a terrible thing, but I think what the main thrust of this podcast would be just to watch your sugar intake.
I'd like, almost say respect your sugar.
Okay.
Like, if you respect it and are aware of it and know, okay, I'm having this has sugar in it. Because the thing with sugar goes straight to become fat, correct?
If it's not used, yeah, it'll be stored. So that's why it's important to time your sugar intake, and that's why, I mean, yeah, it'll definitely go through the process of being stored if you're just consuming a lot of it. And I mean, going back to the whole insulin thing, you can get really technical with it, but your energy levels will be messed up if you eat a lot of sugar. So if you spike with, like, orange juice only in the morning, then a bagel, and then a candy bar, your energy levels are going to be diving and spiking a lot more than if you had a protein shake, bagel with lox and cream cheese, and then, you know, a salad with chicken. That's going to be a lot different. And maybe some peanut butter M&Ms or whatever. So it's just all about making choices. So make sure that you choose well, especially going to Thanksgiving. Choosing beforehand. This is my big thing with Thanksgiving. Choose, look at the dessert table before you eat even, and decide on two things that you really, really want to try. Make those portions normal, and then this is my favorite trick. You ask other people, like, oh, how was that? Oh, how was that? And you get the results. You have other people do your recon for you. And if people are like, oh, you have to try this. Oh, you have to try this over and over. Then have a smaller piece of that. And then so you had three desserts. Big deal. Move on.
It's all about portions.
It's all about portions. And I that's, I think, a good secret that you can do. I mean, unless everyone's pulling off that same secret. In which case, and they all land on the same pieces of pie or whatever. Then you're just going to run out of stuff. But just don't tell anyone else what you're doing. And you'll be fine.
But you can tell them about True Fitness Academy.
True.
Just don't tell them the secret that you've learned today on this podcast.
Right, which is the secret of affirmation, right? Or of positive thinking.
Positive thinking.
Right. And planning ahead. So, and throughout the holiday seasons, we plan on continuing our daily podcast. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll still be with you through the holidays. So if you have questions, email us, especially for our Ning members. We'll be there. At your beck and call, almost. Through New Year's, we're going to be up in Tahoe, but we should still have some internet access, and we'll record the podcast before we leave.
Yeah.
Anything else for today, Tahoe?
I'm going to leave you with...
Oh, we're already going with it. I'm going to leave you with it. I was asking if you had anything else
to talk
about.
No, I think we're done.
One thing, just be careful of, like, when you grab drinks, like the energy drinks, the green teas, the whatever... Look out for the sugar content of those bad boys. Look out for the sugar content of the food you eat. That's about it. All right, now you can take us out.
I'm going to leave you with Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. Sounds
Frosty
great.
The Snowman!
All right, we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.